Welcome to the Dollars and Cents podcast, hosted by the CS3 department, also known as Counseling and Student Support Services. Hello, my name is Tracy Hall. Thank you for joining us.
And I'm Becky Foster. Today, Tracy and I will be discussing effective ways for college students to manage their budget.
Let's start off by discussing the word budget. A budget is simply another word for a spending plan, which is based on how much money you make and how much money you spend.
Let's examine how much you earn and spend by opening up the attached Excel document. This document will help you break down your monthly and quarterly income and expenses. Your income may include financial aid, scholarships, a part-time job, or even help from your parents and other family members. Take a moment to fill in your various sources of income. Now take a look at the next category on this document called fixed expenses. These are expenses that remain consistent from month to month. For instance, the cost of rent is a fixed expense because it remains the same each month. Go ahead and take a few moments to jot down your monthly and quarterly fixed expenses.
There are also flexible expenses, such as the cost of entertainment, transportation, or buying books and art supplies. These items are considered flexible because the amount you spend may vary from month to month. Now take a moment to document your monthly and quarterly flexible expenses.
Great job, listeners. You're almost done. The last step is to simply add up your monthly expenses and subtract that number from your monthly income. Repeat the same procedure for your quarterly income and expenses. This equation will yield your net income, or the money left over after each expense has been accounted for.
As students, some of us may not have much of a net income. However, by knowing our monthly and quarterly expenses, we can also look for areas where our spending needs to be adjusted.
For example, you notice that your dining expenses are getting a little too high. In this instance, you may simply want to consider eating in more often, given that it is almost always less expensive than eating out. By simply eating out less frequently, you can easily lower some of your flexible spending costs.
Thanks for the example, Becky. If you're interested in speaking to someone about your specific budgeting concerns or other personal issues, please contact one of our CS3 staff members at atlcounseling@scad.edu.
Also, don't hesitate to use the comments link at the bottom of this webpage if you would like to raise any questions, comments, or concerns.
That wraps up the Dollars and Cents podcast. Thanks for joining us, and check back soon for upcoming podcasts from CS3.